Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Isaac Mangena, good morning. Senior media relations at manager at City Power. Did you get any sleep last night?
Good morning and good morning to the listeners. Hey, I barely slept last night because of the problems that we had with power supply in eastern suburbs of Johannesburg.
So what was it? Was it really lightning, Isaac?
Preliminarily, that's what we are basically looking at. We suspect lightning, but we have really asked the team to, go through the line today just to see if there are any issues that we can pick that could be impediments. We're also looking at the vegetation under our servitudes.
Mm-hmm.
That could also maybe have caused this, but we will basically get the report from the teams when that is finalized.
Is there any chance that this is sabotage? Or this was sabotage?
Sabotage.
I mean, we know that there's been a problem with Eskom before. We know that there's a lot going on. I don't know. Is that Isaac? Are you there? Is your radio on, as a matter of interest, behind you?
We don't really want to think of sabotage at this moment. Maybe after realizing that maybe there's nothing and there are signs that there could have been tampering or any level of sabotage, then we will be able to look at it at that way. Remember, sabotage on its own is a criminal
absolutely.
And so it will mean that immediately if we suspect that, we will have to call in the hawks and all the law enforcement so that at least they can be able to get to the bottom of it and make prosecutions if there are any. But at this moment, it doesn't really look like it looks like it was one of those instances where there will be thunderstorms and maybe that lightning or maybe the vegetation touching some of the lines from Prospect to Sedan, the substation.
Right. So City Power were very much onto it last night and updating, letting us know what the situation was. I have got reports, though, this morning from quite a few of our listeners that they don't have electricity yet. What is the current situation?
Early last night, we managed to restore Westfield substation, which supplies the areas across the N3, mm-hmm. Greenstone, Motorfontein, and so forth. And we only managed to restore Grasswelt, which supplies most of the areas around Lyndhurst, Sandringham, and Lancefield, and so forth. Last night, this morning around 1,
mm-hmm.
And also Orchard. But we are left with about 20% of the supply that is not restored. This includes Alexandra and also Bellevue, and also one feederboard in Observatory. Those we are hoping that we will be able to restore this morning after Kelvin managed to ramp up generation overnight. So yesterday we couldn't restore everyone because of the overloading, the threat of overloading if we tried to do so for everyone last night because of the smaller generation capacity that Kelvin was getting at that moment. So, but now they at least managed to gather all the necessary generation that is needed. I am aware of some residents in who were affected by last night that are not back. I think some of the residents around Lancefield called me this morning to say they don't have electricity. I think my former colleague Gary Barachowicz is also one of those that are in the dark as we speak. But I can advise them to basically, because it could be localized fault, so I'll advise them to lock a call so that at least we can dispatch someone from our side, from our distribution board. Everyone that was affected, every one of those substations that I mentioned have been restored except Alexandra and Bellevue, which will be restored later today. So those people, you'll remember also that during downtime, this is an opportune moment for criminals to vandalize and also to steal cables and so forth.
Mm.
And as City Power, we may not know until someone alerts us to that kind of a problem. So if there are still customers, not only Lancefield, but other areas who are are off because of yesterday's outage, please log a call on citypower.mobi on our website, and we will be able to dispatch the teams to come and assist.
So we shouldn't be expecting any more rotational power outages today?
No, definitely the two-hour rotational outages have been suspended because of, like I said, Kelvin managed to basically ramp up generation capacity, and we are able to provide at full capacity for everyone that was affected by electricity.